Culture Corner, The Changing Face of Phys Ed. Exercise 2.
New ways for kids to get fit in school. Physical education departments all over the U.S. are considering new and more innovative methods of getting kids fit. In contrast with traditional dodgeball, push-ups, sit-ups, and running around the track, kids in gym classes all over the U.S. are gradually being taught indoor rock climbing, swing dancing, self-defense, tennis, and inline skating. In one phys ed class in a California junior school in Petaluma, students are even taught circus skills including juggling, plate spinning, and stilt walking. The rationale behind the reconfiguration of the phys ed curriculum is that traditional physical education classes that center on team sports, such as basketball and volleyball, tend to leave less athletic kids feeling left out and self-conscious. With the new methods, the emphasis is now placed on participation rather than competition. One study suggests that only 10% of kids are actually natural athletes who thrive on competition. Although sports continue to be the main activities taught in school, since there are still valuable lessons learned from games, they will not be priority. Physical education guidelines in California now stress lifelong fitness activities through the development of movement skills, social interaction, and self-image. Focus is also placed on teaching students how to monitor their heart rates and pulses and adopt healthy eating habits. The main goal of these new classes is to get kids to enjoy being active as well as help them develop fitness habits that will last throughout their lives.